Good afternoon. I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say that we're excited, obviously, about getting this started here in 2014. We had a good run test. A lot of guys displayed their overall conditioning and readiness, and now we're ready to move forward, obviously, tomorrow morning with the process of team building here at La Trobe in 2014. A couple administrative things regarding status of people. I have two guys that we're going to place on PUP. Mike Mitchell has a groin. Looking at about a week or so there, but we'll monitor him day to day. And Alvester Alexander has a groin as well. He's really in a similar circumstance. We've been monitoring both situations, and it's nothing new to us, but obviously not the type of start those guys are looking for. When they're healthy and ready to go, obviously we'll put them back in the mix with the rest of them. We have two guys that aren't here. Adam Polish, his wife is very pregnant. We're going to give him a few days there. They're expected here this weekend. And Ramon Foster had a death in the family. We obviously send our condolences out to him and his family. And we'll be ready and here to receive him when he comes back to us, whenever that may be. Other than that, really, like I said, excited about getting started. I like the look in the eye of the group. And the way they performed at the run test was impressive. I'd be happy to address any questions you might have.
So Mike Mitchell, is that something something happened at the end of your mini camp or what?
Just in training. So we'll see. Like I said, we anticipate it being maybe a week or so, but, you know, we won't tell the story. We'll see how it unfolds. We'll monitor him day to day.
Mike, after two 8-8 seasons, does that make this training camp any different, like psychologically or anything along those lines?
Not for me. You know, we're here to build our team for 2014. What we've done in the past is in the past. To be quite honest with you, a lot of those guys, they're going to be significant components of what we do this year, weren't a part of some of the teams that you mentioned. So I'm singularly focused on the now. I'm going to sell that to the football team. We don't need to carry last year's baggage. And I say that every year, regardless of what transpired last year. I just think that's an appropriate mentality. For individuals and football teams, and one that I hope this group buys into.
You personally don't put any more pressure on yourself because?
No.
Mike, is there any difference in the approach or the instruction or training with the team with all the young guys that you have looking at possibly having starting positions, especially on defense?
You know, I think that's a continual discussion for me and the staff, not only this year, but since I've been here. Our job is to provide them what it is they need. And different groups, different individuals have different needs. Obviously, we got some youth in some areas, and their needs are different than veteran players. And it's our job to provide them with an atmosphere that's conducive to them learning, improving, and preparing. And that's what we intend to do. It may be a little different in some instances than it is in the past, but we don't worry about that. Our mentality is to do what's appropriate for this group.
Mike, you going to have to keep Ponce out of rep or two, or is he full go?
He's ready to go.
So no sitting up, easing him in at all?
Nope.
Last year your camp was very physical. You did a lot of this stuff because you had so many new faces. Similar thing this year? Or
I would anticipate it. I know that I'm excited about seeing some of these guys play and seeing what they're capable of, and I know that they're excited about showing what they're capable of. And really the only way to do that is to play football. And I enjoyed the spring and summer, but that's the spring and summer. Now we're here in training camp. We're going to do what we do in this type of setting, which is compete.
You going to do some tackling this year, Mike?
Absolutely. See you Monday.
Like, so some of the veteran players have talked about how much faster you've gotten on defense. Do you agree with that? And are those assessments somewhat tempered by the fact that you haven't seen these guys in pads yet?
You know, speed is speed, you know. Good defense is really predicated on being where it is you're supposed to be and good tackling. So speed is an awesome asset, but it's not going to be the defining asset for us. It's going to be our ability to play collectively, smart, and be where it is we're supposed to be and be a good tackling group. Obviously, we got some young people that are capable of infusing some speed into the unit, but we're not going to hang our hats on that. We're not going to talk too much about it. It seems like too much has been talked about it already. It's football. It's not a track meet.
Mike, with all those new guys, especially on defense, do you maybe go a little bit slower in terms of incorporating the stuff that you would normally do during the summer, or do you sort of go at normal speed and it's their job to catch up?
We expect those guys to catch up. This is professional football. They don't have an academic workload to worry about. We're gonna do what it is that we do in terms of installation, and obviously we're willing to adjust at the appropriate time when it's time to play football in September and so forth. It's just smart football to do what you guys are capable of doing. But as we step into Latrobe, we do not have that mentality. We need to see what they're capable of handling, and in order to do that, we're going to install at our normal pace.
How beneficial in that regard was the spring for Chase here?
Not only him, but everyone. And really our approach to spring is a dry run from an installation standpoint, if you will, for what we do here. So if they were able to digest information that we provided them in the spring and perform with it, they'll probably perform in a similar manner in this circumstance, because really the pace of the installation doesn't change very much. Obviously, there's a element of physicality and stuff, things that breaks a person down in this setting that you don't have in the spring. But the ability to take in information, the amount of information, and the pace in which it's given is not very different than the way we do it in the spring.
Mike, is there anything you've tried to change or implement since your first year of training camp here?
Whew, boy, I can't even think back that far, you know. I like to believe that I'm continually evolving as a coach to meet the needs of the team. And obviously the team has changed over the years, so I'd expect that I have too. But I don't spend a lot of time dwelling on it because I just focus on what it is they need.
Anyone else? All right.
Buffalo's coming in this year for a couple of practices and whatnot. Is that a way to show that you're kind of growing and progressing with the program, or
it's not a way of displaying that? It's just something that we choose to do because it's going to help us in team development. They're a young team that provides some interesting things schematically for us. You know, they got a high-paced offense with mobile quarterbacks. They got four down defense linemen. You know, so those things are good working things for us because they're unlike us. And I imagine they have the same mentality about working with us. So I look forward to getting together with Doug and those guys and having a couple of good productive days here in Latrobe.
Will you continue that in the future, not necessarily just with Buffalo, but maybe try to bring another team in?
If it's appropriate. Again, I thought it was appropriate for this group. I'm excited about having an opportunity to do it here this year, and we'll see how it goes.